Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With CarGurus Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and CarGurus Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder CarGurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with CarGurus at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Offside Shenanigans. It's Peyton and Uncle David. Today we will be talking about our top 25 tight ends, how we predict the AFC and NFC North will go. We'll dip into the James Cook signing a little bit. We'll talk about the possibility of Rashee Rice's suspension, who our sleeper and bust candidate is this year, and each team's untouchable asset is. To start the tight ends, I have Brock Bowers as one. But I think you could go with McBridey also. Both of them are definitely going to get a lot of targets. I think Bowers will probably get more targets though, since he's the number one target on that team. The only two people you really have to worry about is Genty and Jacoby. That's it. And that's enough to get some guys off him too, so he should be pretty much one-on-one for the most part.
So I went with McBride, and I actually changed it because I initially had Bowers as a number one. Again, like you said, I think it's kind of 1A versus 1B type between those two. They're in a tier by themselves. Nobody else is even close to him. And then you got George Kittle in a tier behind them, and nobody's even close to him. You know what I mean? And so those are the clear-cut top three. But I think McBride, because I think McBride is going to be the focal point of his offense. I don't think Bowers is going to be the focal point like he was last year. I think Jensen's the focal point, and then Bowers. Because that's the way Pete Carroll likes to operate.
I think he'll definitely be like the vocal point of the pass. I mean, Genty's definitely going to take some parts from that, but,
Brock Bowers is clear cut number one. Going to have most targets for them by all means.
Yeah.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I just think McBride's probably going to have more. If you ask me who's going to end up with more touchdowns, I would guess Bowers.
Yeah.
Over McBride. I mean, McBride had like, it was an ungodly amount of catches. Was he at 100 before he caught his first touchdown pass last year? He might have been.
I think it was really close. But I think he was setting all sorts of records last year. It was crazy.
I could see that change. I think that they may make a focal try to make sure he gets some other touchdowns early on in the season.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's so talented.
Then number four, I have Kelce. He's definitely going to get targets. He always gets targets. Last year, he was still getting targets. He had an off year last year, but it's still top five. He was still top five, and he had an off year.
He didn't off year, but he had 97 receptions last year.
Yeah.
But he had, in the middle of the season, he had that where, he didn't hardly do anything. And I think that's kind of what scares people. I think most people would be shocked to find out that he had 97 receptions last year. He was the number five tight end scorer last year for fantasy. So it's not like he was just god awful by any means.
Yeah, he's still, still top five tight end. That just was rough. Yeah, rough patch.
For sure.
Number five, I have Tyler Warren. I think he could be the vocal point of that offense receiving wise. For a lot of the checkdowns.
I was gonna say, especially if AR is the starting.
Yeah. They tried using tight ends the last couple of years. They just never had that tight end that was really that good.
I think
high hopes for Jelani.
But he kept getting hurt. Yeah. I was about to say Jelani.
Yeah, he couldn't stay healthy at all.
Yep.
I had a lot of hope for Jelani Woods, but I think that experiment's done now.
I mean, especially
it's definitely done.
Tyler Warren is, I would like him to Brock Bowers. to be honest. I think he's that talented and that good. I could see the same kind of – I'm not saying he's going to come out and set the record that Bowers just set, but I think he is as talented as Brock Bowers. And depending on how they utilize him, either way, I think he's going to be really, really good. I've got him at number six, Ertz at four, and Kelce at five.
Yeah, I have Ertz at six. At seven, I have TJ Hockenson. I mean, great player. It's just pretty much rookie quarterback this first season that he's going to play. I think it could have a rocky start. I mean, they could start out with great chemistry. I don't know. But I have him at seven. And then Laporta at eight.
Same.
Just not sure how that offense will run pass-wise. How
I'm
the offense coordinator
Laporta will is a little more successful this year than he was last year.
Yeah.
He was the number one scoring tight end in 23, but number eight last year.
Yeah. I don't know what happened. If, like, them getting more another tight end involved in Wright, or it was Wright, right?
I think that was part of it. But he just didn't have as many targets as he had before. And I think part of that was the emergence of Jameson Williams and Jahmyr Gibbs.
Yeah.
Gibbs took it to a different level last year than he did the previous year. Part of that was Monty's injury. But, I mean, Jahmyr Gibbs, just that dude is so underrated. Remember when everybody was like, holy cow, how do they trade DeAndre Swift and then draft Gibbs so high? They drafted him too high.
Yeah, I mean, it paid out big time. And it sucks to say that, but it paid out big time. After Laporta, I have Evan Engram, which I think he'll be really good this year with Bo Nix. He'll be pretty much his second option. And that's a really good second option. I mean, he even did good with Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
And I do not like Trevor Lawrence at all.
That's hard to do.
Yeah.
I agree. I think Evan. I've got Evan at 10. I really like Tucker Kraft and what he's done the last couple of years. And I think he continues to take another step. And that's why I put him at 9. Just because I think that we've seen the peak of Evan Engram. We haven't with Tucker. And I think that Tucker makes that step this year.
Yeah, I have Kraft at 10. I'm, again, a high option on that team. He's going to be pretty good also. At 11, I have Colston Loveland. I think he'll be the tight end one for the Bears. I don't know how that split will be with Kmet. I mean, Kmet could just be a blocker, kind of like how I think the Freiermuth and Johnny Smith will go. I mean, they're still going to catch stuff, but it's not going to be as much because Colston Loveland is more of a receiving tight end than Kmet is, and same for Jonnu and Pat.
I agree. I've got Colson 11 as well.
Number 12, I have Isaiah Likely. I think he takes a big jump. I think he takes the tight end role from Mark Andrews. I don't think they'll resign Andrews. I think they move on with Isaiah Likely. I think this year they show that he can be the tight end one. From what they said.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Winter Sale and get 30% off paints and stains January 9th through the 19th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
During the offseason, John Harbaugh came out and said that he wants to get Isaiah Likely, I think, on the All-Pro team this year, is what he said. Or one of the teams, I don't know if it was Pro Bowl or All-Pro. I forget which one it was, but he wants to get him on that list. So like that makes me buy into it even more. If the head coach is coming out and saying that he wants him to be, that pretty much just tells me he wants him to be the tight end one.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think near the end of the season, Likely is going to be like the de facto starter. I think Andrews probably starts every game as long as he's healthy, but doesn't play the majority of snaps all the time. Having said that, I've got Likely at 17 and Andrews at 16. like side by side. I think Andrews is going to get to primarily most of the red zone opportunities. Not saying the likely won't. Like, I could see a lot of double tight end sets with those guys too.
Yeah, which I think they did a lot of that last year too.
Yeah. And why not? When you have two highly talented tight ends, do it.
Yeah. Like,
that's crazy not to. Because then you don't know who's staying as a blocker and this and that. And I mean, it just creates all kinds of havoc. But for 12, I went out on a limb here and I took a chance and I went with Darren as my number 12. Mm. And the reason I did that was because I think there's a lot of garbage time for Miami this year where they're going to have to throw the ball. And Tua showed that he loves throwing to a tight end when he has a competent tight end. Did anybody think that Johnny Smith was going to have 111 receptions or something like that last year? Somebody's got to get some of those, and it ain't going to be Tyreek. Not at this rate.
Yeah.
So I like Darren Waller a lot this year. That could blow up in my face. Like, Darren Waller's either going to be really good or he's going to suck, and he's going to be off the team before the season's over. I truly think one way or the other. And I'm going towards all in. Darren Waller's going to have a statistically good season.
Yeah. I have Waller at 25, so he's got that last spot.
Ooh. So you think he's not going to be on?
No, I don't. 13, I have David Njoku, arguably the best option on that team passing wise. I think he's better than Judy. But there's also the uncertainty. Yeah. But I think he's more, I guess, someone you can trust to put the ball into their hands.
Yeah. I have Njoku at 14, so I'm not far off.
I mean, him and Flacco had a pretty good connection.
Yeah, I mean, it could very well depend on who the actual starting quarterback is.
Yeah, I think that definitely has a say in it. And then
I don't like anybody in that offense if Kenny Pickett is a starting.
Yeah, not a chance. I don't think there's a chance that he even starts. If he does, I don't know what they're doing.
If he does, I think it's because of injuries. Also,
I'd honestly be shocked if he made the team.
You think both rookies make it over him?
I think I could see it. It just doesn't make sense to me that they would take
things happen for sure. Well, I think both rookies are more talented than he is.
Yes. Then at 14, I have Dallas Goedert, reliable. He's definitely going to get targets in that Philly offense. Is he going to have a lot of great games? Probably not. He's going to have some every now and then.
I would say he probably ends up with 2 to 3 great games for the year. But he's going to be, like you said, Mr. Reliable.
Yeah.
I don't know that he has a ton of, like, holy crap, what happened to Dallas Goedert? Like, he didn't do anything.
Yes. Yeah.
I think maybe one or two of those, if any.
Yeah. 15, I have Mike Gesicki. He had a lot of pretty good games last year, surprisingly, actually. I did not expect that to happen. He fit in pretty well with that Bengals offense. I think it benefited everybody having a pretty good tight end. Even with his speed, Gesicki's a pretty quick tight end. And I think he just fit in
very well, especially
towards that end of the season.
I love the fit with him in Cincinnati. Joe Burrow likes his tight ends. He doesn't need them as much as he does his receivers by any means, obviously.
Which is understandable.
Yeah. I mean, he's got two of the best tandem. Receiving tandem, probably in the league, right? But Mike Gesicki is really good. I had him higher around 15, 16, but I dropped him because of the addition of Noah Fant, and I don't know how to anticipate how that's going to impact.
I'd be shocked if Fant has an impact.
I think it does.
Really?
I don't think it does enough to rank Fant too high. By any means.
Yeah.
But I think he takes enough to a way to lower the expectations of Gesicki.
Yeah.
But I hope Gesicki says, no, man, this is my job.
Yeah.
I hope that happens. Because I like Mike Gesicki too. And I hated the way Miami did him.
16, I have Kate Otten. I thought he would be a really good tight end, but that kind of blew up on me. Because, I mean, he's good, but he just doesn't get
He struggled to stay healthy.
I was expecting. I don't think so.
Okay.
I think for the most part, he doesn't miss games. He just doesn't really get those target shares.
I think Cade is more of a poor man's Dallas Goedert.
Yeah.
Where he's very reliable. Dependent. He just doesn't have as many points consistently as Goddard does. But you could do worse than him, tight end wise.
Yeah.
I just don't think that there's high upside with him.
Yeah. 17, I have Mark Andrews. Otten's
15 for me.
Otten's 15?
You said you have Andrews at 17?
Yeah, Andrews at 17. Again, I think he takes a step back at least towards the end of the season. 18, I have Dalton Schultz. I think he's a good tight end. Last year, I thought he was going to be better than what he was. Last year, he ended up being the tight end 20, so not really great at all.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed with Schultz in that spot.
Yeah.
For that. I've got him at 20 this year, and Jonnu Smith at 18.
Yeah. I think last year he did end up getting hurt too, which that didn't really help, but still wasn't that great of a season either.
He did, yeah. I think that he's also got some talented players behind him that are just talented. They're not as talented as he is, but just talented enough, like Brevin Jordan, to kind of take some
to get their share.
Yeah.
Yeah. 19, I have Kyle Pitts. He definitely has high upside. I'm not saying that he doesn't, but he just hasn't shown anything to me to make me be like, oh, he deserves to be in this top 15. He has not shown much, honestly. I mean, last year he was top 15.
At 23. The talent is much more than that, but I mean, you can't trust him to do much now.
Yeah.
Until he shows otherwise, I don't trust him for a high end. Like I like him as a second tight end.
Yeah.
In a 10 or 12 team league, I don't normally run two tight ends on my roster because I feel like there's enough to pick up waiver wire if I need to. If in a deeper league, I might want to draft a second tight end just because that depth becomes a little bit harder to find later on.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, he's more of a tight end two to me on your roster.
Yeah. 20, I have Jonnu Smith. I think he could be good. Freiermuth is going to cut into his target share also, but you also got to think when Freiermuth was the one, he still wasn't getting many targets. So that's making me think. Neither one of them is really going to get many targets. They're going to be splitting what him and, who is that other tight end? Howard?
Dwayne Washington.
You're talking about Washington.
Darnell Washington.
They were already splitting, and neither of them really had that many targets in the first place. I understand that theoretically Pittsburgh upgraded at quarterback, but it's still not a great quarterback situation. I don't think Rodgers is good. I don't. I think Steelers will suck this year.
Rodgers is good statistically. He is.
This year? Or recently?
Yeah, last year he was.
Well, when he was force-feeding Devontae, before that, he sucked again.
Stats are the stats.
All right. He ain't going to have Devontae this year, so we'll see how he does.
I don't think he's a winning quarterback.
I still don't think he'll be good this year.
And that's what fantasy points are based off stats, right?
I guess. He only has one receiver this year, so we'll see how good he is.
Exactly, and that's why I like the duo more than most probably do.
Really?
The problem is
I don't like it.
That I think that they split a lot. And that's why I don't have either of them ranked too high. Because I got Freiermuth at 21st along with Jonnu at 18.
I have Jonnu at the 20 spot and then Muth at the 21st.
I think there's at least 17 other tight ends that are worth rostering or starting before those guys know. Yeah. That's all proven out. And two of them play on the same team.
Yeah. 22nd, I have Hunter Henry. I mean, he'll be a safe bet.
You want to talk about reliable.
Yes, he'll be reliable tight end. I mean, he's one of the top targets. He still had a pretty good season last year with Drake May. I mean, tight end 12, I could see the argument of him being higher up on the list.
For sure, for sure.
Did you say course, tight end 12,
is that what he was last year? Yeah.
Yeah.
We may have him ranked too.
I mean, I could see him losing some targets because Stephon Diggs is there, but I don't think it's enough for it to really change that much. No, I probably should have had him higher. Now that I'm talking about it. At 23, I had Kincaid. I'm not sure how to feel about Kincaid.
I got Kincaid
this year
at 24, and I worried that that's too high.
Mm-hmm. But
I had yeah. high hopes for Dalton Kincaid last year.
He has.
I think this is a make or break year for him.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he has upside. He definitely has upside
for
but
sure.
Let's just see what he does with it this year.
I didn't think he worked to get open like he did in this rookie year last year.
Yeah.
And it was set up for him to step into the lead pass catching role last year. And he didn't even come close to trying to.
Mm-hmm.
I was disappointed with his overall season last year.
Yeah.
I don't think he cares that I was disappointed, but I was.
Yeah. I mean, maybe he'll be watching, listening to this and be like, oh, man, that's terrible.
Well, that's
maybe
brutal.
I'll do better this year.
Better, yeah. If he does, then something else is wrong.
After Kincaid, I have Jake Ferguson. I mean, he's a good tight end also reliable.
Yes, agree.
Possibly last year he was the 25th. I think he was dealing with an injury also, but also
he
missing
did.
Dak probably also affected him.
Yeah.
I think it's still pretty good value for
value.
Yeah, I still think it could be really good value.
He's
and
one
then 25th,
who has.
I have Darren Waller.
I think he has more. He and Henry, of the guys that we've recently talked about in this low, have the most upside.
Yeah.
I think besides Pitts.
Oh, 100%, especially for their value.
Upside,
that's
but,
great
yeah.
value at their picks.
Ferguson and Henry both have huge upside.
Honestly, I think they could be week to week starters if you really need them to.
Agree. I just. Like I've got other guys I trust more or would trust more, but
yeah
for sure.
For those guys, you're also going to have to take quite a bit earlier.
Also, we talked about the top three. Nobody's really close to them. I would say after Colston Loveland, because of the likely and Andrew split, I think there's a huge drop off from tight end 11 to tight end 12. And I think from tight end 12 to tight end 30, there's not much difference.
Yeah.
In current expectations. Some of them may separate themselves throughout the season, but in my my expectations of 12 through 30, I don't think there's much difference.
Yeah. I mean, I get it.
This is the least amount of depth of any position in fantasy football.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree. For our AFC and NFC North predictions. Do you want to start with AFC or NFC?
I want to finish. I had Jatavion Sanders as my 25th.
Oh, you didn't say your 25th? Oh,
I didn't. And I think Jatavion Sanders could be the biggest sleeper of all the tight ends this year.
Yeah, I have him at 26. He's on the Panthers, isn't he?
I wouldn't be shocked if he ends up in the top 10.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not saying he's going to. I just wouldn't shock.
Yeah. It's not like he has a lot of competition, though. So, I mean, it's definitely – I could see it.
Yeah, agree.
I
like him. He's very talented. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How long has he been there?
This is his second year.
A couple years, right?
Yeah, this is year number two for him.
All right, so he was a rookie last year.
Yep. Out of Texas.
All right. You want to do North or South?
We'll do the
or
AFC
South,
North.
AFC.
AFC.
AFC
North. Then we'll do your beloved NFC North.
There you go. All right. The Ravens, I have them going. No, I'll let you say your number first. I want to hear your number.
For the Ravens?
Yes.
How do you know I have them first?
I was just going on with the order I have on my computer.
I have them first. The Ravens at 12-5.
All right. I have Ravens going 15-2.
What?
Yes. I have them splitting with the Bengals. Splitting with the Bengals, beating out the rest of the North. I have them losing to the Chiefs and Bengals once.
Oh, wow.
I have them beating the Bills.
I don't think that happens, but I mean, I could see that happening for sure.
I definitely see it as their ceiling. I think they'll have a great season. I think their defense could have a big progression with the addition of Mike Green. Of course, I mean, there are character concerns with them. But like, I feel like there's a lot of play. I mean, what's his name on the Eagles? Jalen Carter. He had character concerns.
I think that Jalen Carter really ultimately has character.
Yeah.
I don't think that. I think anybody who actually took time to talk to the kid knew better. Mike Green. I think that. I don't know. I don't think that they're going to have too many issues with the guy, though. I think the Baltimore is a pretty solid organization and does their due diligence. And I trust that they've done that. I think that the defense is going to be improved with he and Malachi Starks. That's going to be an improved secondary. Kyle Hamilton and Malachi Starks as the safeties. Holy crap.
Yeah.
That talk about
definitely
some
great duo.
You know what I mean?
They're still going to
a ton of questions. I just think that the Ravens generally have a couple of games where they just let down.
Stink it up. Yeah.
And I expect that to happen again.
I mean, they did definitely last year.
I expect that to happen again. They're my 2 seed in the AFC.
Yeah.
But I don't think that they go 15-2.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody.
I think it's possible.
Anything's possible. They're talented.
They're
as good a team as any to do something like that. I don't disagree with that.
Then the Browns, I've gone 1-16.
Oh. You said them second. I thought, where you got them in second place?
No.
I have them 2-15.
I have them splitting with the Steelers. So they beat the Steelers.
I don't remember who I have them beating, but I don't think I had them beating anybody in the AFC.
No. Bengals.
They're going to, though. I would pick the Bengals.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Bengals, I still have them being a decent team.
That defense can make any offense look good.
I'm just going based off. If they can outscore the Bengals offense, really.
Man, I think anything can happen against that defense.
Bengals, I have gone 11-6. Split with the Steelers and Ravens and beating out the Browns. And then the Steelers, I have going 4-13, split with the Browns and Bengals, losing out to the Ravens.
You have the Steelers at what?
4-13. I think they have their first losing season. Zero faith in Rodgers.
Are you sure
I'm standing
just
on
a
that.
Hater?
Nope.
4-13.
I just don't see it.
I don't see 4-13. No way. No way the Pittsburgh Steelers finish less than 7 wins. No way.
I'll give them 5. I'll give them the Colts game.
No way they finish less than 7 wins. You want to make a bet on it?
Listen, nope. But I'm not a betting man.
What?
But no, I don't see them being good. I do not see.
I got the Steelers at 9-8.
I think Tomlin gets his first losing season because of Aaron Rodgers.
Do you think he leaves after this year?
If he doesn't have a winning season, I think he could get fired.
No, that's not happening.
I think he could get fired. You don't think so?
In no way do I see Mike Tomlin.
I just don't.
If they went 0-17, maybe. But that's not happening.
I just don't understand why they keep keeping him. Yeah, you're making the playoffs, but your first-round exit every year. I've seen Steeler fans. Steeler fans have even came out and said, all right, something's got to change.
Steelers fans are spoiled and they don't get how lucky they are. Dude, you understand that your team was clamoring for him to get traded to the Bears as the head coach, right?
Exactly. He's got to get fired first. He ain't getting traded. It's too late now. We got Ben Johnson. I'm good now. But
No way.
Something's got to change for the Steelers. What's going to change? They ain't going to get
rid
of their.
But they're just good enough for that not to happen. Aaron Rodgers is not going to go out that way either.
You think he retires after this season?
I wouldn't be shocked. I actually thought he was going to. I didn't think he was coming back.
Me neither.
But I think he's coming back because he didn't like the way he went out last year. And then what was the record last year?
9-8.
It wasn't 4-13. No, they weren't 9-8. They didn't have a winning record. I think they were 6-5.
Yeah, they did.
The Jets?
No, they had a win. Oh, the Jets. Oh, I thought you were talking about the Steelers still. I have no idea what the Jets were.
Aaron Rodgers. They were 6-11.
I have no idea. Were they? Yeah, see, I'm not that far off. 4-13.
You understand what the Jets had coaching was last year.
Steelers have Arthur Smith. It can't get.
And they still have Mike Tomlin.
I mean, it's about the same.
Like the coach. No.
Yeah, but Mike Tomlin's more of a defensive coach.
I don't care.
Their offense still is going to suck.
Mike Tomlin is too good of a leader, too good of a coach. Mm-hmm. That ain't happening.
We'll see. I still think they're going to be bad, but that's just me.
It's not happening.
I think it's possible.
That he does have his first losing season. That's not what I'm predicting. I'm predicting 9-8, but I honestly can think that that's a possibility. 8-9, 7-10 are not complete out of the ordinary. I'm not saying that can't happen, but I am saying they don't win less than 7 games. No way.
I think it's possible.
What do y'all think? Tell us. Leave some comments to tell us.
I think I'm right.
I know
for
you're
the
not.
NFC North. I'm right. I have the Bears going 12-5, splitting. I think all the NFC North splits with each other.
That's fair. I do too.
The Bears have a pretty easy schedule this year. I mean, look, the Niners, they're not going to be as good as they always been. Browns suck. I don't think the Steelers are good. The Giants. I think they could beat the Bengals. The Saints, they're bad. They kept it close with the Commanders last year.
Is it at Cincinnati?
And the Bears were, I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, they kept it close with the Commanders last year. And
yeah.
That was with Matt Eberflus at the helm.
What happened?
Matt Eberflus at the helm. And they still almost lost. I think that says more about the Commanders than it does the Bears.
But then the Commanders went on a hell of a run after that.
Yeah.
There's no looking back.
All I'm saying is I think it's possible the Bears win.
I got the Bears at close last year.
I just think it's possible.
Tied for first, actually in second.
Yeah.
In the playoffs, if it helps.
I'll take playoffs. Playoffs. and then so number two, I have the Lions going 11-6, Vikings 9-8, and the Packers also at 9-8.
Every team wins, winning record.
Yep.
I mean, if there's a division that's going to happen in, this is it. I think that in the AFC West, I think it could happen as well.
The NFC North is the best division in the, or NFC North is the best division in the NFC. I don't think it's close.
So you and I had talked previously about this, and I agreed at that point. I actually think it's very close, and I think that there's another one that's just a bit better, and that's the AFC West.
Do you?
I don't think it's by a ton.
I'm talking about just the NFC, though.
Oh, and the NFC, it's not even close.
Yeah,
agree. Not even close. So I've got the Packers at 10-7, Bears at 10-7, Lions at 9-8, because I just think they take a bit of a step back. I don't want to see that happen. I love Dan Campbell.
Yeah.
I think Dan Campbell is an incredible leader, but I think he probably takes a few too many chances with a team that doesn't trust itself the way they had the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And I think that ends up biting them a couple of times, and they lose a couple really close games that they should win.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I think that. And I've got the Vikings at 7-10, but I'm telling you, the Vikings are an ascending team.
Yeah.
But I think all four.
I mean, I could see them being
all four of these teams are an ascending team.
Yes.
And really good and really young. And the rest of the NFC better look out. I've got three of the playoff spots taken by this team, by this division.
Mm-hmm.
I've got the Lions as a 7 seed at 9-8. That's how good I think and bad some of the rest of the NFC, the bottom half of the NFC is. But I think that the rest of the NFC, the top 10 teams, are really good and beat up on each other. Like the Falcons, the Vikings, the Niners, you know what I mean? All three of those teams I got at 7-10. And I don't think anybody thinks that any of them are bad teams. I think it's going to be really fun to watch. I think the top teams in the league outside of the Eagles are in the AFC.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I agree.
I mean, the three wild card spots, Bills. And we'll talk about this more on the next episode, but I've got all three wild card spots in the AFC at 11 wins.
11?
Yeah. All three wild card
spots. Oh, man. Yeah. I mean, I could see it. I'm just ready for football. I'm ready to see these games, how this season pans out.
For sure. I'm excited.
James Cook has officially been extended.
It's about time they did
4 years. $48 million, so 12 a year, what we thought was going to happen. I think that's what he was trying to get too. I think he was in that 12, 13 range is what he was trying to get.
Yep, that's exactly. $30 million guaranteed, I think, out of that.
Yeah, no, something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not surprised. They.
I think
it's a pretty good deal.
If he didn't play, but they're a much better team, much more dangerous team with him. Ray Davis stays as depth, becomes a starter. And I think Ray Davis is really good, but I think that the team is better off with him being the second option and James Cook being the, I think they take a step back if Ray Davis, not so much with their depth, because I think Ray Davis could be just as good as James Cook. I'm not saying he is, I'm saying he could be, but Frank Gore Jr. is a good guy, good third guy. And so is Ty Johnson, but neither of them are Ray Davis.
Yeah.
To take that backup role and run with it the way Ray Davis can. They've got a great one-two punch there right now. made sense to pay him and keep that going.
Yeah, I agree. Rashee Rice suspension could be, they're saying about half the season, but the NFL and NFLPA are still trying to settle. If they do not reach the settlement, it'll be September 30th. That's when he'll have his hearing. That was reported by NFL insider Tom Pelissero. I said that right?
Tom Pelissero.
Oh, yeah, I was close. But, yeah, I don't know how that's going to go. The judge that is going to be ruling on it is the same person that decided the suspension for Deshaun Watson. And I forget how long that was.
It was a year.
Was it a year?
It was a season.
I thought that was just sit out, but I could be wrong.
Maybe I'm wrong.
But I think it was still a decent amount of time.
Yeah, it was sizable. So I heard that the NFL wants it to be double digits, and the NFLPA is balking at that, so that's why they're having the hearing.
Mm-hmm.
I think it could end up being 8 games. I think it should be more. I think it should be at least 10. You?
Yeah, I agree. But also, like past things that's happened like this, it's been low. So I won't be surprised whichever way it goes, honestly.
I don't think anything like this is hacked.
I mean, there was I don't know who the player was, but they were drunk driving and T-boned somebody. They got 3 weeks. I don't know how long they spent in jail, but because they I don't know how this is going to go. I don't know. We'll see. Hopefully it's sooner rather than later, but.
Agreed. Helps out.
There's definitely going to be some fantasy impact on this.
If it's four games versus 8 games, like I'd be willing to take a chance on 4 games. But 8 games, man, yeah. Like I'm not drafting him.
That's long.
Very high at all, yeah.
My sleeper for the year, Isaiah Likely. As you saw in my rankings, I've had him top 12. I think he takes the starting role from Mark Andrews, which also leads to me thinking he will be a bust this year. Because I think Andrews is going pretty early, isn't he?
He's definitely going earlier than Likely for sure. I have Darren Waller as my 12th. Right, tight end.
Mm-hmm.
I think he could very well be a bust too.
Yeah,
like I could. I don't think there's any middle ground there by any means.
Yeah, so he's kind of like your sleeper and your bust,
kind of. But my bigger sleeper is Jatavion Sanders.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he definitely has a chance. Yeah. So team untouchable asset.
So I saw a picture. It was All Sports Culture put this out there. And I talked to Peyton about it, and it showed every team's untouchable asset. And I wanted to talk about that on here and go through it and see if we agreed or disagreed with them.
Yes.
Cool.
So the Cardinals, we'll start with them. Their untouchable asset is Marvin Harrison. I completely understand that.
Yeah, for sure.
It's a no-brainer. Falcons, Bijan. Again, no-brainer again. Very important asset to that team.
Yep.
I mean, I think you could possibly even argue Penix, at least at the moment. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I think he's going to have to prove himself the way the Bijan plays and has played. I can understand why it's him.
Yeah. Then Ravens is Lamb Jack. Oh, yeah. 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 I mean, I could say you both are.
Yeah.
Both Bijan and Lamar.
Lamar Jackson.
Pretty much almost anybody on this list.
That dude is so good.
Bills, some guy named Josh Allen, not sure who that is.
Never heard of him.
Yeah.
Next thing you're going to tell me
he probably
shouldn't
be on there.
Is he the reigning MVP?
What? I don't know. Never heard of him. It's probably like Lamar or something. I don't know. Probably the important asset on the Bills is probably not Josh Allen. Let's skip on later. Panthers, Bryce Young. I can see it. I would say yeah. I can't think of anybody else that would be more important.
I think it's probably Bryce.
Yeah. Bears. I think at the moment it's Caleb. Depending on how the season goes, it possibly could change to Ben Johnson.
I think you could make an argument for Ben Johnson, but right now it probably is Caleb.
Yeah. Bengals. So this is the one we were talking about this before we started. Is it Joe Burrow?
I do not think so.
Or is it Jamar Chase?
Jamar Chase. Burrow is not Joe Burrow without Jamar Chase.
Yeah. I think it could go both ways. Either one of them is very important.
Can be Jamar Chase without Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
But Joe Burrow is not who he is.
Jefferson is Jefferson no matter what.
Yep.
Kirk didn't make Jefferson. Jefferson made, kind of made Kirk.
He kind of did.
I mean, we saw what happened when Kurt left.
Listen, I'm not saying down. Before all any haters who might see this say, oh, you say Joe Burrow sucks. I don't think Joe Burrow sucks by any means. But I'm telling you, Joe Burrow is not who he is without the receivers he's got. And they proved that they think otherwise, or they don't think otherwise. The Bengals front office thinks that's true as well, because they put so much money into wide receivers and Joe Burrow. They don't have enough room to pay a defense, so they better score the hell out of a ton of points.
I mean, they did it last year, most of the time at least.
And then didn't make the playoffs.
Yeah, that was...
And now they think they should go without their best pass rusher.
Which was the only bright spot on that defense. And now at the moment, there's zero bright spots. So that sounds like a Bengals problem, not my problem.
The brightest spot they got just tried to take out Joe Burrow in practice.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Nobody was happy about that. No defensive player, nobody.
Shamar.
Yeah. Trying to take out one of the prized possessions of your team. You know what? Do whatever makes tickles his fancy. He's fine.
Cincinnati.
That's fine. Browns is Myles Garrett. I mean, obviously.
I mean, he's great.
It's obviously.
But that's unfortunate for them that's it, because they need an offensive presence.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong. Myles Garrett's
one
of the best pass rushers in the game.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not good for them if he's that.
Yeah. This was another one we were debating about.
Yep.
The Broncos. I think you could stay with Patrick Surtain. I think he's definitely it.
I think Patrick Surtain could be the very best defensive player in the game, but I don't think he's the best untouchable asset for that team, because this team is driven by, or this league is driven by, quarterbacks or pass rushers to slow them down. And so I think it should be Bo Nix.
Yeah. I think you can make an argument for both.
Agreed.
Surtain is definitely very important on that defense.
Does Surtain, do you think he completely cuts off half the field? Against opposing quarterbacks?
I think he definitely narrows down their options.
Agreed.
I mean, he's a great man-to-man corner.
Yes.
So he's locking down most corners. Or not corners, shoot, wide receiver once. He's pretty much locked down everybody. I can think of, I mean, he's locked down everybody from Devontae to most wide receiver ones just don't have great games when they're lined up against him. Yeah.
For sure. That's why he won. Nix is more, just a little more value.
Yeah. He won Defensive Player of the Year last year, right? Or was that 2 years ago? Yeah.
Yeah. He did.
I mean, he's earned it.
He's great. No doubt.
Cowboys.
That's the jersey I got for the Broncos.
Yeah. You going to switch it? The Knicks? No? You're staying with Surtain?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't get a new one unless they leave or
trade them.
Yeah.
Cowboys.
Somebody else.
Yeah. Cowboys, they had CeeDee Lamb. I agree with that. I mean, yeah. CeeDee Lamb, he's great. Great receiver. Best player on that team. Yeah. Here's another one. The Lions. They have Penei Sewell on there. I don't think he's the most untouchable.
Not at all.
They're Jameer keeping Gibbs.
Gibbs is far and away.
I think you could also make the argument of Amon-Ra too over Sewell.
I think you can make the argument for Hutchinson as well.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Sewell's really good.
Gibbs. Yeah.
Yeah. They're all really good.
Agreed.
I can understand why they made that pick, but. Yeah, I understand why they made the pick, but I think there's just better options. Packers, it's Jordan Love, I guess. I can't really think of anybody else that would be a more important asset. So
agreed.
Texans, CJ Stroud, is he a more important asset than Nico Horner? Or not Nico Horner? Oh man, I'm all over the place. I'm in a whole nother sport. Yeah, Nico Collins.
I mean. Probably because of the position, but I think Nico Collins is more special in his position. Does that make sense? Like, he's higher ranked in his position than CJ is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But CJ's a quarterback, so it kind of, like, counteracts everything.
But I would argue that Nico is the most untouchable asset for that team.
Mm-hmm. The Colts one, Jonathan Taylor. But I think that's debatable also.
Yeah,
I mean, I get why it would be.
He's great, but he does struggle to stay healthy.
He's always hurt.
But the biggest thing I have with him is I think he's definitely more on the tail end of his career. And and so I think Tyler Warren, with the addition of Tyler Warren, that he takes that.
And knocks him down.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Jags. It's Travis Hunter. I don't think I agree with that. I think it's Brian Thomas Jr.
Oh, I think it's Travis Hunter. Nothing against Brian. I understand him. Brian Thomas Jr. is amazing. And that's going to be an amazing tandem. But I think – so when I say I think it's Travis Hunter, that's on the caveat that I think he's going to play 60% or more of snaps on both sides.
Yeah.
And I think if he can do at least 60% or more of snaps on each side and make a huge impact on both sides, you can't touch that.
Yeah.
No matter how great Brian Thomas Jr. is, he can't surpass that.
Yeah.
Do you agree? I mean, would you agree with that?
If
Travis Hunter can make a big impact on both sides of the ball.
On both sides of the ball, yeah. But I think he's got to show that he can do that first.
Nobody else can do that. On the NFL level. Yeah. In years. Like, it's been back in the 40s or 50s, I think, since that's happened.
And then the Chiefs. Mahomes. Of course. Yeah.
Are you sure it's not George Karlaftis?
Yes, it's him. I changed my mind. It's him. Pretty legend, George Karlaftis.
That would be pretty cool if it's him, because that makes that much more valuable.
Pretty legend. Then the Raiders, obviously Aiden O'Connell, another pretty legend. I'm just kidding, everybody. Calm down, please. Ashton Jeanty.
No question.
Obviously. Yeah. Or, you know what? You can argue Bowers. Agreed. I think you can make the argument for Bowers.
I would still go with Jeanty, but yeah. I wouldn't quarrel with Brock Bowers.
Mm, it's definitely between them two. I don't think it's really close. Maybe Aiden O'Connell. Not 100% sure, but keep ideas open. Chargers, Justin Herbert.
Is it?
I think you can make the argument for McConkey.
I think we're about Jim to Harbaugh. Find out. Maybe it's Rashawn Slater.
Yeah.
We're this about to find gonna out. Season's
going to tell. Yeah.
Unfortunately, I hope that he recovers quick, because that is one talented man.
Yeah.
Offensive line.
I mean, Herbert's played with some bad offensive lines back when it was just Slater.
How's that worked out?
I mean, he got hurt a bit.
It wasn't all that great, dude.
I mean, he put up numbers.
We'll see. I also think that we might find out it might be Omari and Hampton.
Yeah. I mean, I could – very talented offense. Rams, they have Sean McVay.
He is an offensive genius.
Yeah.
I don't disagree with that. But
– you can make the case for Puka.
A little more so, maybe.
I think so.
I think there's an argument to be made for Puka.
Yeah.
I'm not going to quarrel too much with Sean McVay, though.
Yeah. I mean, both I'm never going to leave unless, like, McVay is done. That's the only way I see him leaving.
You're about to touch on the one that I absolutely completely disagree with, the only one that I say absolutely not.
This is dumb. The Dolphins, they have Tyreek, I'm pretty sure they're just trying to trade for Terry McLaurin. Tyreek's just
He's an incredible talent. No doubt about it. But is he worth the headache? Is the talent
that is an untouchable worth asset.
The headache. Exactly.
No.
There's no way he can be untouchable when he actually
If he was untouchable, the Chiefs would still have him.
Correct. The Chiefs would have paid him. For sure. I agree. So who is there?
Waddle. I think you can make an argument for A-Chain 2.
Agree.
But I think Waddle.
I think Waddle. It can't be Tua. Not with his health.
No. Vikings. It's Justin Jefferson.
No doubt.
It's not even close. Patriots, they have Drake May. I agree. It's Drake May. Although, Saints.
We'll see how good Travion Henderson.
Yeah.
But I agree. I think it's Drake. And especially right now. I hope that continues, because he's fun to watch.
Yeah. Saints. Their first round pick. I completely understand that one. Yeah. I mean,
that roster is a shambles, man.
Yeah.
I love Chris Olave, but yeah.
I mean, is there even going to be like a really big quarterback prospect that's going to be in this draft? Because Manning's not going to be in it.
Right. Well, that's not guaranteed, but I'd be shocked if he is at this
point. I think he said he's playing his entire college career, like all four seasons.
He didn't.
Oh, he didn't?
His grandpa did.
Oh.
His grandfather said that. He did not.
Hmm.
But
we'll see.
At this point, I would be shocked if he came out.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah, there's
might as well just finish it out.
A strong quarterback class.
Yeah. Okay. I'll have to watch college this year.
Yeah. It's gonna be fun. I'm excited. First week, Texas and Ohio State. Come over and watch it with me.
All right.
It's the 30th.
The 30th?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Then where did we leave off? Saints.
Giants. Saints. Yeah, the Giants.
Malik Nabers.
Nope. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Tyron Tracy. I'm just kidding. Again.
Talk about Purdue.
Oh, yeah. See? Purdue's on fire putting out all these stars.
Oh, gosh.
Jets.
The Jets. Do you agree with Sauce Gardner? I love Sauce Gardner, but I'm not sure he's
well.
Yeah. I think it's Garrett. Unless
I think
Sauce,
you can make an argument for both of them.
Sauce was a little suspect last year. And I would think that an untouchable asset
wouldn't be questionable.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Eagles. They have every offensive lineman on that team.
Can you disagree with that?
No, but
can you make an argument for Jalen?
Yes.
I think so too. I think he is incredibly underrated.
Mm-hmm.
I think he also gets overrated at times though too.
Yeah. Steelers, TJ Watt, obviously.
So. Yeah.
49ers, is it Fred Warner?
I don't think so.
Or is it Brock Purdy? It's Brock Purdy. They just gave him all that money.
I love Fred He's Warner. Staying. But
yeah. Great linebacker.
But yeah, Brock.
But yeah. Quarterbacks.
They're gonna live or die with him at this point.
It's pretty much always gonna be quarterbacks, unless you have like a top three lineman on your team.
Especially when they get paid like
yes. Then the Seahawks. They have Devin Witherspoon. He's great. But yes. I think JSN.
I think so too. But I see why they picked Witherspoon. If there's a cornerback who's going to end up as good as Patrick Surtain, I think it's Devin
Witherspoon. Yeah. Yeah. He had a pretty good season last year, didn't he?
A very underrated season.
Mm-hmm. Buccaneers, they have Tristan Wirfs. I mean, he's definitely a good tackle. I'm not disagreeing with really that. Good. But I think there's bigger pieces on the team. Bucky.
Yeah, I think I ultimately would go with Bucky. You can make an argument for Baker.
Baker Mayfield?
Yeah.
It's Baker. Titans. It's Cam Ward. I think so.
Or is it their first round pick?
Cam Ward?
Or is it their next first round pick?
I think the Titans could be somewhat decent this year. I mean, they weren't bad last year. They were just being held back by bad quarterback. QB play.
That's a bad roster.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, Pollard had a decent season. I mean, Ridley's not a terrible wide receiver one.
They have a lot of players who are solid.
Mm-hmm.
Cam Ward's the only one I can think of right now that can be great. Who could be great. I don't know that he's going to be, but he's the only one player on that roster that could be great. But they have a lot of middling to lower half of players who are ranked in their position.
Yeah. I think Lockett
Pollard
could be a little underrated on that team.
I like Pollard. I like Spears. I like Lockett. I like Ridley. None of them are game changers.
Yeah.
None of them are impact players, including Ridley.
Mm-hmm.
Who's probably the most Commander. Talented of all those guys I just named.
Yeah.
Lockett. Prime.
His last year, before JSN made that big jump, I mean, he was still playing really good.
They just that Tyler offense Lockett last and DK Metcalf for Cooper Kupp. What does that tell you?
All right. That the Seahawks are dumb.
Are they?
I think so.
DK, I don't think they wanted to trade DK. DK just wasn't happy. No. He wasn't going to stay there. And they
Did they trade Lockett? I thought he was like on free agency.
They traded those two guys for, like, no.
I mean, cap.
Lockett was a free agent signing.
I think it's cap. I mean, they also got rid of Geno Smith and got Sam Darnold. I don't think that's a good trade. And actually, I think Sam Darnold's making more than Geno. No? Is it close? So.
Darnold's making around $30 million. I would guess Geno's around.
I'd rather have Geno Smith.
That's pretty cheap for a quarterback, dude.
I know, but I'd rather have Geno, honestly.
I don't know. I think it's six of one, half a dozen of the other.
Let's look at it this way. Sam Darnold had Justin Jefferson and a Jordan Addison. Great duo. I'm taking that over DK and JSN. And Geno passed for more yards. I'm taking Geno.
Geno passed for more yards last year?
Mm-hmm. Geno was top five last year. I think, actually, he was number two behind right behind Burrow. I mean, not right behind. He was still a couple hundred yards behind, but he was number two, I believe.
I got to look that up.
I'm pretty sure.
Washington?
I'm ready for this. I'm ready to be right. Oh, yeah, Jaden Daniels. He was fourth. Who's ahead of him? Lamar?
Joe Burrow. Jared Goff. Baker Mayfield. Geno Smith. Sam Darnold. Do you want to know how many yards separated them?
Probably like 50. 1 yard. See? Geno all the way. Also, you got to think about like the talent difference, though.
Do you know how many games Darnold missed versus Geno?
Probably one.
I'm pretty sure that he missed one and that Geno didn't miss any. Nope, they both had 17. I'm wrong. So 1 yard. Come on.
With a way worse team. The Seahawks had a terrible offensive line.
He had three receivers versus two.
But I thought Walkett's out of his prime.
He is, but he's still better than any third receiver the Vikings
have. Hold up. TJ Hawkinson. The Seahawks had Noah Fant. What's Noah Fant going to do? Block?
I thought we were talking about
the receivers. Linebackers that get, I mean, a tight end catches.
Wouldn't you take Kenneth Walker catching the ball out of the backfield?
I mean, Aaron Jones is really good, too.
He is, but he didn't catch the ball out of the backfield then.
They had faith in their other guys, I guess. I don't know.
Like I said, 6-1, half a dozen of the other. Neither one is far and away better than the other.
Geno all the way. We'll see this season. We'll see how Sam Darnold does on that Seahawks team. We'll see. I think he does god awful. I mean, I get he does also lose DK, but I think it's going to be quite a bit less. So
would you say that that's really would be more valuable if they turn the ball over less between the two?
This is a trick. Geno Smith loves throwing picks.
Yeah, so that's my point.
That's a trick. That was a trick question. You try getting me.
I'm too quick for that. Untouchable asset was Jaden Daniels. No way.
Terry McLaurin.
Jaden Daniels far and away.
Nope, you know who it is? Montez Sweat.
Oh, my goodness. Montez Sweat again.
Yeah.
He was awful last year.
Definitely did have a rough season.
You were willing to trade him.
Yep. For Micah, any day of the week. Especially if it's straight up.
Purpose.
Listen, would you rather have just Montez or just Micah?
Oh, fair enough. But would you rather have Montez Sweat and three draft picks, first-round picks? Or I think it was two that we discussed. Two first-round picks and Montez Sweat or Micah Parsons? I actually think I'd settle on Micah Parsons.
Screw that. I'm keeping the first.
Nah, I'd settle
really? On Micah. I'm gambling those first-round picks. I am getting a Micah Parsons and a Jalen Carter, and I'm pairing him up with Montez.
So I saw a draft or a trade proposal today. Let's leave it with this. And I want to know what you think about this. The Lions trade this year's first, this year's second, next year's second, and Brian Branch for Micah Parsons.
Wait, what team?
The Lions.
Oh, Brian Branch. Sorry. For some reason, I was thinking of Brian Burns. But I hope not. I don't think Jerry Jones would take it. I hope not.
He'd be crazy not to take that.
Well, then he's crazy, so.
Well, you're not wrong. He is. So you don't like that trade,
though? I hope that weren't to happen. No.
I mean,
the Lions?
In a vacuum, yeah, you'd might. Well, okay. But, I mean, take your Chicago Bears fandom out of it for a second.
Okay.
And tell me that's not a good trade for the Lions, and it's a pretty good trade for the Cowboys.
That's a really good trade for the Lions, and I think it benefits both teams. That's why I don't like it.
All right, I got one more. The Buffalo Bills trade Ed Oliver and two firsts for Micah Parsons.
I'm trying to think of who Ed Oliver is.
Defensive tackle. Great. Really, really good defensive tackle the Bills have.
Young?
He's not young. He's young-ish. He's not young, but he's not
yet. Like late 20s? He's like mid-20s, isn't he? Micah? Yeah. Do it. I think that'd be a good trade for Buffalo.
What about for Dallas?
I don't think it's a terrible trade for Dallas.
I think I would prefer
those firsts are not going to be early. Them,
but I think that that's a pretty good one, too. Because like what you're about to say, those firsts are not going to be very high.
No, not at all.
I think there's a small chance that Detroit's picks are a little higher than what – I mean, obviously, there would be 2 seconds. But I think their first could be higher than Buffalo's this year. And you're getting Brian Branch. Now, put Micah Parsons on that team, and I think that Micah Parsons and Aiden Hutchinson, maybe the Lions win that division at that point, no matter what else. Because I don't think it matters what kind of secondary you got when you got those two pass rushers.
Yeah, it don't matter at that point. As long as they can at least stay with the receiver, they should be good.
Those pass rushers are going to get in there.
Yeah. It's going to be a lot of short yardage passes, barely anything deep.
Yeah, that's the only way you can combat that. I don't care.
It's going to be hard running the ball.
I challenge Philly to be able to stop that.
Yeah.
Consistently.
Mm-hmm. Now imagine if he was on Philly.
Don't say no, that ain't happening.
I know it's in division.
They won him.
Oh, guaranteed they did.
What they offer. Dallas would be so stupid to do that.
Imagine he doesn't sign and he becomes a free agent, takes a huge pay cut, plays Philly.
So here's the thing.
If he really wants that ring.
It ends up happening unless, I don't know. But they could franchise him twice after this year.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about franchise tag.
He ain't going to Philly.
He's stuck there for 2 years at least.
Unless, because I don't think that he gives in. I think he sits. Mm. So if he sits long enough and Jerry finally gives in, I don't know, man. I both of them are stubborn. Like, I could see where he says, I'm sitting and I'm not playing. And Jerry says, okay, go have fun. I'm going to find you every game. Oh, by the way, I want you to come back next year. Because, you know, that's going to be great for the whole relationship at that point.
And then again, after that year, too.
You're going to get paid at least. Yeah. At that point, like, he'll get paid the top five highest, the average of the top five. But I don't think he's going to be happy that he doesn't have a long-term deal either.
Mm-hmm.
And I could see Michael Parsons saying, nah, man, you didn't want to pay me before. I ain't signing with you now. I ain't playing. How awful would it be if he ends up sitting out this year and then refuses to come back the next year too as a fan?
There's no – I mean, yeah. This, again, sounds like their problem.
Can they both really dig in their heels this much? Like, do you think that's going to happen? I do. I could see it happen.
Yeah. At least. I mean, that's
Michael
kind of.
Michael Parsons is not the good soldier boy that Dak Prescott is.
I don't think Dak sat out during his negotiations, did he?
And that's what I'm saying. Yeah, Dak's a great dude, man. Everybody loves to give the guy crap and everything. Dak's a great dude.
Mm-hmm.
But he's going to separate business and personal. Micah's not going to.
Mm-hmm.
Dak's just a great, by all accounts, I've never met the guy, obviously, but by all accounts and everything I've ever seen about him, Dak Prescott's just a good person, good human.
Yeah.
He's the kind of guy you want your daughter to marry. Like I said, outside looking in. But,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you everybody for tuning in. If you're listening on any podcast platform, follow and leave a review. If you're watching on YouTube, like and subscribe. Let us know what you think of the episode. Yep, thank you guys.